Maxine Waters freaks out, remove Trump before this would-be dictator takes us all down. By Hannah Blow on June 5, 2020. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA. On Friday, an outspoken progressive politician who has publicly demanded President Trump's removal from office, wondered if anyone in Trump's cabinet would invoke the 25th Amendment before this would-be dictator takes us all down. Waters, as demonstrators across the country began to take to the streets for Friday night protests, proclaimed that Trump is amassing the power of a dictator and asked if any brave figure within his cabinet would move to initiate the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Now is the time to save our country before this would-be dictator takes us all down, she warned. President Trump relieved D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser of command of law enforcement on Monday following Sunday night's out-of-control protests as lawlessness permeated the streets. He announced the mobilization of available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. The following nights in D.C. were demonstratively calmer from the mayhem that broke loose Sunday. But Bowser on Thursday asked Trump to remove all extraordinary federal law enforcement and military presence from the city, contending that the municipality of forces can breed dangerous confusion. The request comes as the city gears up for another weekend of protests. Waters, a longtime Trump critic who took part in the failed Democrat effort to remove the president from office, has praised the protesters in recent days, assessing that they have been able to accomplish what ministers begging and praying have not been able to achieve. The California lawmaker this week explained why she rejects using the term rioting in describing violent protests, saying she considers it negative language used far too often in a description of black people by folks who fundamentally don't see black people the same way they see whites and others. A lot of negative language gets used against black people, describing what whites often believe is true about us. That language includes lazy, criminal, and rioting, Waters told The Cut. She also assessed, during an appearance on Cheddar Live, that Trump is goading confrontation and not only talking about killing black people, he's talking about killing young white children.